Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us right now is John Delacontrada of the University at Buffalo. We're talking, of course, about the UB men's basketball team all morning long, heading into the NCAA tournament, and a pretty hot team heading into the tournament. So a lot of people picking them to at least advance past the first round. John, there's so much focus on national TV, in the media, and of course with everybody filling out their brackets on Buffalo and UB. What does that do for the college and the community there?
Well, it's certainly a great week for the university. Our women's team also going to the NCAA tournament, our men's team. I was at the Selection Sunday show for the men's team yesterday at Santora's Restaurant, and there's live feeds of CBS Sports News there, and then just, you know, just having this national spotlight on two great teams, two great basketball teams, very valuable to UB's institutional image and reputation nationally. You know, it helps build name recognition and brand recognition across the country. You know, it strengthens our relationship with our alumni and donors and the community. It just creates a tremendous buzz and excitement about UB that and his teams, and I think that's what makes Mark Madness so special.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably hard to quantify what it does, but, you know, it would also help with recruiting too, right, for both both men and women.
Oh, yeah, this is a tremendous help for recruiting for men and women. And, you know, on the university side, it helps with prospective students as well. You know, it's hard to track, as you said, but, you know, you could imagine that students and their parents learning about UB while watching them on national TV and checking out the university and see what it has to offer and maybe inquiring about enrollment.
Do you have an idea of sorts of how much in free advertising UB gets just from being on the tournament? And this time it's not just the game, but as you mentioned, the selection show, everything like that. It's more than just those couple of hours on national TV during tournament time. It's all the build-up to it, too.
Yeah, I think it has an ad value of, you know, probably in the millions of dollars when you take it all into account with the live broadcast, the pundits talking about our teams, and you know, the CBS News broadcast yesterday, Selection Sunday, brought 5 to 9 million viewers. We know that we track the media coverage pretty extensively. Washington Post, New York Times, all done stories on our men's teams. Just over the weekend, the MAC tournament, probably, you know, around 1,200 stories around the country, print and broadcast about UB and its men's and women's teams, and it's probably reaching millions of readers and viewers.
You know, this is spring break for UB too, right, this week?
Yeah, it's spring break, so we won't have as much excitement among our students on campus, but on social media, we have a big social media push to engage our alumni all over the country. We have a really talented athletics communications team that's, you know, communicating with our alumni and our donors and the fans. And you know, the fan support in Western New York has been tremendous over the last week. You know, over the entire season, I've never seen a turnout of families and supporters from Western New York at our games. So it's really a great time for the university this week.
Would you happen to know, are there a lot of UB alumni in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Well, we have alumni all over the world, all over the country. I would imagine there's probably a few UB alumni in Tulsa. There's probably a favorite bar or restaurant where they hang out to watch UB games or Bills games. That seems to happen everywhere, all over the country.
You know, there was a lot of blue in Cleveland this weekend, a lot of UB fans making that trip. Are you hearing a lot about people trying to make travel arrangements to Tulsa?
Well, not yet. You know, I was talking to some alumni at the selection party yesterday, and they were on their phones right when Tulsa was announced, checking for flights and talking about connecting flights from Chicago maybe. So tickets do go on sale today through the UB box office, and we're hoping we can get a good contingent of fans to Tulsa. They certainly made the trip to Cleveland. I think that was the best turnout we ever had for the MAC tournament, for the men's and women's teams in Cleveland. It was a sea of blue in the stands.
Yeah, you know, it looked phenomenal in Cleveland, seeing all the blue in the stands, and hoping that, you know, Tulsa, some people can make the trip and cheer on UB. It'll be a little bit different now, because last time, I know everyone remembers round one, you had so many people pulling for UB to pull off that big upset against Arizona. This time around, UB's the favorite. You might not get that support just from the locals who are there.
Well, you know, we do have more national recognition among our men's team. Some of the pundits are picking them. I saw last night even to go as far as the Final Four or the Elite Eight, which is amazing considering, you know, where we've come from. You know, over the last 5 years, we've won four MAC championships for our men and two for our women, and they've gone on to the NCAA tournament. So I think there's a lot to root for this team. They have a very charismatic coach and Coach Oates. They have great team spirit. They're hardworking. They're ambitious. They're tenacious. They really get after it on defense and get up and down the floor. So I think the fans of Tulsa are in for a treat.
You know, John, you mentioned that tickets go on sale today at the UB box office. Do you know how big a ticket allotment you got?
I don't know yet. It's usually, you know, based on past years, I think it's a, you know, 1,200, 2,000 range around that. And then, you know, as we advance, hopefully, the more tickets could become available.
All right, John, thanks for the update. Good luck throughout the whole week. I know it's going to be an exciting week, even without the students there on the campus at UB. Hey, that's John Delacontrada, the University at Buffalo. UB set to take the floor again this Friday. They'll be taking on either Arizona State or St. John's.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.